From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. The StoryCorps Mobile Tour came back to Boise this summer, continuing its mission to preserve and share humanity stories by recording interviews Idahoans have with their family and their friends. And the Idaho StoryCorps project is back, bringing us excerpts from some of your stories. So today, we wanted to bring you this love story of Jeffrey Parks and David Pettyjohn. They've known each other since eighth grade, but they lost touch after school and they went off to live very separate lives. This was before social media platforms and Facebook. It was also before the same-sex marriages were recognized in every state. And as their 20th high school reunion approached, they reconnected and they grabbed a bite to eat. And the rest, as they say, is history.
So we have a fantastic dinner. I mean, it was great. And I felt something. But I also realized that I definitely wanted to rekindle the friendship first. And I mean, you're just kind of like, it's been years, but so I would call, we'd still meet for dinner, you know, maybe like once a week. It was just great. You know, we picked up the friendship, right? Kind of where we left off. Mm-hmm. We're both nerds. We love talking about maps, you know, all of those things. And then we were having dinner at Iron Star, and this is where things took a little turn. You remember what I'm about to say?
Yeah.
The waiter just jokingly said, hey, are you guys out on a date? And I just jokingly like reached over and I was like, oh, honey, are we? And then what did you say?
And we have not yet defined the relationship.
And I was like, what? In my head, I'm like, wait, Jeffrey's, is he thinking? What? Okay, so that kind of opened up possibilities. So shortly after, I said, you know what? I'm just going to make a move. This is just kind of, there's so many questions. I'm attracted to him. He kind of seems like he's attracted to me. So, and then finally, I just reached over and grabbed your hand and you took it back.
Yay.
And I remember sitting there and we just kind of clicked. I remember getting in the car and you leaning over and we had our first kiss and we just started dating.
Yep.
I remember the drive back the next day, held hands the entire way. Aww. And it was very sweet.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we started dating pretty regularly, obviously. Right. And I knew that I wanted to marry. I didn't know what Jeff's, you know, thoughts were. You know, he had gone through one. And so, of course, marriage was not legal in Oklahoma at that time, but it was our third anniversary, and I just, you know, I wasn't planning this, and I just said, hey, Jeff, have you ever considered, you know, what do you think about getting married? And you said, no, I'm considerate, but, you know, have to be proposed. So I just said, Jeffrey Barrett Parks, will you marry me right there? And you said yes.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And then stress occasionally gets in the way of things.
Jeff, I internalize stress really well. And my family, some of my family was, they weren't really very, what's the right word? On board, accepting of where my life was
and
was
going. Making progress.
We were making progress. They, you know, my mom and dad would come over and have lunch or dinner or something. And that was good, you know, kind of reconnecting that relationship. But just kind of thinking about through all of the things that would need to be planned, all of the things that would be confronted at the wedding. And so David and I decided to put a stop on official, like, big ceremony plans.
Because we knew what we were going to do. Yeah. We were going to, you know, have a ceremony. We were looking to do it in Oklahoma somewhere and then fly to New York and have the legal aspect, in New York City. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and realizing that, yeah, a wedding is not important. We are.
Right.
So we just said we're just going to fly to New York, mm-hmm. get married, and then just have, like, a lunch reception.
Back in Oklahoma for friends and family. So, flew to New York, had a fantastic wedding, flew back to Oklahoma. And as we flew back, we gave up all of the rights and privileges of married couples.
But it was that weird feeling of getting in a plane and realizing that all the rights that you had were gone when we landed back in our home. And then Was it 4 years later, 2016? No, it was 2015 mm-hmm. when Overfell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma had to grant us those rights, like it or not.
Yes, so, they did.
That was a good day.
But what did we... So we had our reception. We had about 60 people.
Yeah. And much to our delight, my parents came over for that. And that was good. That was important for them to see the friends and family that we have that supported us and our relationship.
You know, it took a while, but now I am part of the family. Mm-hmm. You know, they consider me, you know, family photos, everything. I'm always included. So it's
they struggle calling you my husband.
They do.
But huge progress has been made. So yes. That's great.
It is. It is. So.
Yeah. We had never been to Idaho. We knew we loved the Rockies. We'd visit, you know, yep. We often go to Colorado, New Mexico, but had never been to Idaho. So it was great to kind of make that leap. And it's been good to kind of have our space, our place,
yes.
To kind of make our life together. Idaho is a quirky place. I think that we, you know, we live in a part of the city and have relationships that are very open and accepting to us and who we are. But we do, I think, have to exercise a bit of caution in some settings.
But I will say this. I travel the state for my job. Mm-hmm. I never hide that I have a husband.
Yeah.
And you also, you Correct. Know, you're part of boards. And when you travel, you never hide.
Right.
And we have been really fortunate that we have not encountered that, but we are always aware of our surroundings.
Yeah. And just some of the language going around these days in particular in 2022, there are flags being raised about, you know,
the future of our marriage, one of them.
Correct.
The legality of it, I should say.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, life, we'll see where it goes in future, but the journey so far has been fantastic.
It has been. And Jeffrey, I love you. And I'm excited that we get to share our story that we've been able to share with friends over the years. So here's to many, many more years.
Indeed. Indeed.
That was Jeffrey Parks and David Pettyjohn, who will celebrate their 10th wedding anniversary in October. They recorded their conversation at StoryCorps, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Boise State Public Radio.
Why do I do just as you say? Why must I just give you your way? Why do I sigh? Why don't I try to forget? It must have been that something lovers call fate kept me saying I had to wait. I saw them all, just couldn't fall till we met. It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and I finally found the somebody who would make me be true and could make me be blue. And even be glad just to be sad thinking of you. Some others I've seen might never be mean, might never be cross or try to be boss, but they wouldn't do for nobody else gave me a thrill With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be wonderful, you. It had to be you. Wonderful you, it had to be you.